Welcome to this edition of When the Biomass Hits the Wind Turbine, a discussion of sustainable living and what that means to you and me. I'm Jay Warmke.
I'm Annie Warmke.
And today we're joined with a guest, Tim Chavez, and we're going to talk about creating a community radio station, or is anybody out there listening? So we'll find out.
That's a
good question.
Well, welcome, Tim. We're excited that you're here today because one of our passions is community radio. We've been in love with community radio since 1990.
Since before radio was invented.
No, we're not that old. But in the late 90s, when we discovered like Prairie Home Companion and different shows like that, and we got involved with the radio station in Tampa, Florida, and we just fell in love with the whole idea of...
Yeah, you've told me about that radio
just
station.
Sitting by the fireside,
listening to FDR.
Yeah, so...
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is great. I really appreciate being on your show, because I love your show. We program it all the time in Columbus at WGRN.
Yeah, and we also love WGRN because it's like a breath of fresh air. You listen to it online, and it's like little beautiful birds are coming out of the radio or out of the telephone because there's so much good happening there.
But it also is true community radio.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's volunteers pretty much doing everything.
Yes, it is. We're a Pacifica affiliate, but yes, we have national shows, and then we have our local shows, and we bump national shows when we get a local show that seems to fit the part.
That's good. And by local show, you mean somebody who's
a local producer.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but let's start about talking about a little bit about some of the things that you're doing right now, because it isn't just about the radio. I mean, I think the radio station. I think people that come to places like GRN are doing a lot of things in this world. They're not just people who show up one day and say, I want to volunteer. So tell us a little bit about some of the things you're involved in these days.
Well, it started a while back, and we met, I'd say about 2004, when we were involved with the Sustainability Festival here in Athens, and then we formed our relationship. But, you know, I've always been interested in media. In Tucson, back in 1986, which was like a million years ago, is that I was involved with producing videos for public television. So that was fun to do. But then we moved from Tucson, and then always have listened to the radio quite a bit because I do a lot of driving, or I tend to drive a lot, and I like to listen to community radio. But... Well, basically, I'm close to retirement, and I'm on the board of the Columbus Institute of Contemporary Journalism, which is the free press. And the projects that the Institute has is the Free Press, which is a monthly newspaper that is free, and it's we distribute 15,000 copies through Columbus. And then another project is radio, which is WGRN, which is the Columbus... Green Education Fund, and that's WGRN 94.1, and then also another radio station that's affiliated with the Free Press is WCRS, and they have two call numbers, which is 92.7 and 98.3, and then the third entity that developed from the Institute is the Free Press Network, which is now video with a YouTube channel. So we have one show that we produce on that. That's just beginning. So
that's cool. I think that's where we need to be, really, because it's a local way of telling people's stories and what's really happening versus what we get to see if we ever bother with television or even local newspapers. I couldn't believe it that the Columbus Dispatch was $5 for Sunday edition. I was like, $5? You sure you didn't make a mistake?
That happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I went to go buy a Columbus Dispatch because I quit having it delivered to my house, and then I quit looking at it online because they charge online. They don't even give you free, you know, like five free visits a month. They basically charge you from the very beginning. Yes, the Free Press is a local monthly newspaper, and it's distributed monthlies, which is it's free.
But
it's
not just really that, also the radio station. But there are other things that you're involved in. For instance, I know you've been involved in the sanctuary movement in Central Ohio.
Correct. I was introduced into that through Ruben Castilla Herrera, who's a friend of mine that passed away in April this year. Specifically involved with Miriam Vargas, who is in sanctuary at the First English Lutheran Church in Columbus. And I'm part of the Citizen Miriam team.
All right.
What we're pushing for is that, and what we're going to eventually get is we're going to pull her out of sanctuary. She's eventually going to leave sanctuary, and she's going to walk with her children hand in hand on a pathway to citizenship here in the United States.
That's great. Well, that's what we all hope for, isn't it? She's a terrific person. So the thing is that you bring all that to the radio station.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about what's the difference between a community radio station versus a privately owned one.
Well, community radio station is a nonprofit.
Or no profit.
Extremely nonprofit.
Extremely nonprofit.
It's no profit.
Right. We don't advertise. We have attributions, basically. Blue Lock Station was one of them. Let them know that they're supporting a certain program. But that's really about all the money that we can get from as a community radio station, where a commercial radio station is a commercial radio station. And they advertise anything that they can advertise, and they collect a lot of money on that. And, of course, they have to sustain themselves because I think their costs are a lot higher. I think our costs are a lot lower. We pay our fees. We have our tower. You know, we need to cover those costs, but there are no paid individuals at the WGRN or WCRS. It's all volunteer.
Well, I was going to ask
That's
you
exciting.
Now, when you got started, you mentioned fees and you mentioned a tower. How do you start a radio station like that? You've got to have a broadcast tower if you're doing traditional, right?
Well, I'll tell you how we started ours is that they made application for a low-powered FM station as the Columbus Green Energy Fund, Green Education Fund. That's what it was, the name of our organization, and which comes out in a window of time. They have frequencies that they could put on the block where you can make application for it. And we won it. They won it. I wasn't involved at the time, but they won the frequency. And then they had 1 year to put up the radio station. And Victoria Parks was the one that really drove that, getting the radio station up and running and hitting the deadline in order to continue with that frequency and not lose it. And she has a background in radio broadcasting. So you need qualified people to be able to start the radio station. And she made her relationship. She got Pacifica to be our affiliate, and she made her started her relationships with all the different broadcasters like Amy Goodman. And, you know, she's in communication with all of the national radio shows that are on public radio. But then again, she also produced her own shows for specific slots, and then invited others to produce the local shows. So
she is that's a force to be dealt with.
She's
that
a force.
Is the
she's
truth.
All she does is work, and she's been a great attribute to the radio station.
So then you had to go to the FCC, I assume, to win your frequency.
Right.
Now you guys are broadcasting through a traditional tower, so you've got some sort of equipment that's involved there. Is it possible to have a community radio station that's entirely digital now with the internet?
I believe so. I think you could just do a
– Just do it.
Just
you don't
do
have
it.
To
I
have
mean,
a
far,
frequency.
You really don't have a frequency. You just need to have a – I would say specifically a website.
You just got to have the will and the ability to pay.
And start working at it. And Victoria's been thinking about doing that also on her own. She's very involved with the radio station right now, and – I'm sure others will eventually do it. I'm sure, and there are people that are doing
it.
Yeah,
there
now.
Are people. But one thing I want to say is one of the differences between private-owned stations that do generate a lot of revenue through advertising and a community radio station is that the reach, the wattage, the power of that tower is far less than the privately owned one. It's a low frequency.
Right.
And so really the beauty of community radio station to me today is that they can be streaming online. So they can virtually reach millions of people if they want to. And the only limitation really is that we're not thinking that way about it. And there are ways to make money, but we're not thinking that way about it. And that's one of the things I think that holds community radio back and the demand for it back, is because people don't realize that there are these things that exist that are actually telling honest news, honest information, producing amazing music playlists that, you know, don't exist anywhere else.
Well, it sounds like we're in a transition from the traditional, you know, riding in your car and finding the station on the dial. So there's that part of your community radio station. And now there's the online digital, can be reached anywhere where there's internet access. And that's kind of what you're tying into with what Annie's saying.
Yes, and that's being incorporated into vehicles also, you know, to be able to jump online.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen to anything online. There's a big difference between terrestrial and internet. Terrestrial seems to be something where people don't want to pay for anything that other than, you know, the gas in their vehicle to drive around with the FM radios in their vehicle. Whereas, you know, if you go to Sirius?
Sirius FM.
Sirius FM and all those, you know, those are paid stations. And there's a lot of people that don't care to purchase that. They'd like to listen to it, but they just don't care.
I think it's an age thing, and I think one of the great things that's coming is that young people don't care about that, and they don't care about just driving for free for their radio in their car. Maybe they don't even have a car, but they do have a phone, and they can listen anywhere.
Yes.
So what do you think got you interested in helping grow a community radio station?
With myself, first I wanted to do something. That was really what it was. I was on the board of I'm on the board of the Free Press, and there was a point in there where I said, you know, I'm not really doing anything, and I really want to participate. So I jumped into the radio station in order to help Victoria with the scheduling, and now I'm the main scheduler for the radio station. Top of that is that I wanted to hear some real news. I thought we could really get some news and programs out to the people. My biggest challenge right now is getting more listeners. And like you said, who's listening, right? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are listening, but it's reaching out into the neighborhood as a community radio station.
Mm-hmm. And one of the problems you have is you don't know how many people are listening, at least to your terrestrial. They don't have those, you don't reach the Arbitron ratings and that
kind
of thing.
Not high enough usage.
Correct. But like Annie said, it's the online that we really need to start looking at, because you can determine how many people are listening online.
That's
right. And speaking of listening, you are indeed at this moment listening to When the Biomass Hits the Wind Turbine with Jay and Annie Warmke and our guest Tim Chavez. Reminding you, as always, it is indeed the end of the world as we know it.
And thank God.
Thank God. And it's the end of broadcasting, the end of media as we know it.
Yes, that would be really the thank God thing.
And the nice thing and the bad thing is we have a lot of choices. Many of those choices are bad, but many of them are good. And we're talking about one that we, at least in this room, feel is excellent, which is WGRN. And Tim, you've been involved with that. And I interrupted you as you were telling us all the great things you're doing.
How I've developed within the radio station is that not only do I schedule the radio station, and I have a lot of choice myself personally as far as the content that I put on. You know, in commercial radio, the filler is the show, and the content is the advertising. So we have our shows, which I call the shows. I don't call the filler. But the content is the 3 minute, it could be as long as 10 minutes to 30 seconds that you fill in order to approach the top of the hour and then go into the next program. And what's great about that is that we work off of an activist calendar and other notices that community organizations give us of meetings that they're having, of events, of different functions that they're involved with. We put out public PSAs about ICE detention. We put out PSAs how to avoid getting arrested as an undocumented immigrant. We put out lots of different things in the public interest of people for their safety and for their education. And that part I really enjoy quite a bit.
You're the subversive now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and also working with the Pacific Network, because we use their database, AudioPort, and they have a lot of good segments in their educational segments, science, environment, news, and we use a lot of those segments also, but there's only so much that you can put in because the shows take up a lot of the space. So, and
those
I love the
darn
shows. Yeah, those shows are really beginning to annoy me. We have some great shows. I mean, I listen to the radio station. Our Saturday program is Sustainable Saturday. And, you know, I work on Saturday, so I'm jumping to my truck and I drive one and do something over here and I jump in. I'm always listening. I actually almost catch all the shows because of all the different things that I do. By driving somewhere, you know, within a downtown region. And I'm amazed as how you can just jump into it. It's almost like a soap opera that you watch on TV.
I agree.
The plot's the same, but the characters change.
Yeah,
right?
The characters change. It's just beautiful. Our Saturday show, our Saturday program is just great, Sustainable Saturday. And then our Sunday show is music. We concentrate on music. We are a 24/7 radio station. Monday through Friday is talk. It's talk and environmental, political.
Well, are you feeling like you? I mean, you're a volunteer. You've stepped into this role, and it sounds like you've got an enormous amount of power and control into how this thing moves forward. I mean, much more than you could ever achieve in a commercial situation.
Yeah, and you'd have to get an education for it too. I mean, that's the amazing thing is that this is from the show is that's where my learning curve was. That's where I developed my skills, and of course all the other people too. I mean, Victoria, Bob Futrakis, just watching his show, Suzanne Patzer, who knows everything about the radio station and programming. Carolyn Harding, a producer that I helped start off in producing her show with others, of course. Nikki Wireman. I'm ashamed that I don't know all their names right off the top of my head. I mean, we have some really great people in there. And since I've started with others, because others have sort of started with me, is that we've developed maybe about 5 or 6 local shows that have started. So mm-hmm. We encourage people to start a show, and a lot of people take it up, and they do it.
So how do you create – so if I wanted to have my own program because I want to preach about climate change, how would I approach you, and what would I need to do to make that happen?
What you would do is first we'd encourage you to read the 10 Green Values because that's what we follow as far as our programming, and then we have an application, and you set out a plan of what you want to do, and we look at the plan, we talk to you about it, maybe we don't talk to you about it, and we start the show. It's really what we want is consistency. We want good content. That's
so it's
really
like so it. Like I'd have to have something 28 minutes and some odd seconds every single week.
Or it might be 15 minutes, or it could
be 15 minutes.
Or 3 minutes, or
10
minutes.
Hey, we'll accept voices, you know, because it's real. You can't have the same voice given a PSA, different PSAs. You know, it actually, you want to keep some type of interest because people are different and they're all very interesting. So voices to read PSAs would be a good start. You know, we have people mm-hmm. that do that. We have people that produce PSAs. We have people that produce segments, which would be like from 3 minutes to 2 minutes to 1 minute. The Millennial Moment done by Lindsay, that's a beautiful little segment that she does. There's a lot of ways that one could participate. Sitting at a table at a special event like the Vegan Festival in Columbus and pushing the radio station. Sitting at a booth at the Columbus Community Festival, trying to, or just letting people know that you're out there and you want to. Mm-hmm. We're looking for more volunteers because the heart is volunteers.
Yes.
And we really need volunteers. And now I'm beginning to think of just communicating with all the community organizations, not only in Columbus but or in Franklin County, but throughout the whole state, getting them to jump on board with the radio station because it's that's what we're really pushing for, is getting the community and the community organizations and all their causes on the radio so people can hear it.
So what role do you think community radio is going to play in the upcoming national election?
Oh, we're going to start, and I was thinking about that just the other day, or just yesterday, basically. We're always thinking about it, but especially before elections, but we really want to jump on this right away, is getting people to vote and getting to people discussing the manners and how our voter our votes are tallied, you know, through in Ohio, basically non-verifiable voting machines, you know, proprietary information that we can't even look to see if there's any shenanigans going on with our vote. And so that, just getting people to vote, to know, and to really push for making sure that they are assured their vote is being counted. That's a start. And it's really, I care how people vote, but what I care about most is that they can vote, and that they, whom they vote for, or what they vote for, is counted. And that's one of our biggest priorities there. And then, of course, we know we have candidates. Any candidate can come on. I mean, you can have a very conservative candidate come on, but they're going to be questioned. You know, and the same thing with a very progressive candidate that's going to come on. They're going to be questioned also. So it's not that we're going to steer just one specific candidate to be on our radio station for an interview, but they're definitely going to have to answer to what we would like to hear them talk about.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I like about WGRN's format is that possibly the information coming out of there will be realistic and logical, and not just all the things that people tend to talk about that they see on television during the elections, where one person's attacking another, and then that person's attacking, and then all these other groups that have a lot of money are attacking. But that I could see the role of GRN being, let's just filter through all that, and let's just tell the truth.
What do you think about water? You know,
yeah.
How do you feel about immigration?
That's right.
You know,
that's
and,
right.
When are you going to fix my potholes?
Right.
Yeah, that's a big issue in most cities and towns. So, yeah.
But that's the thing, is that's the real politics. You know, the who's ahead in Iowa caucuses, those are horse race things that appeal to professional election watchers. You know, the people who are out there actually, they're wondering, am I going to get mugged? You know, is this road going to be fixed? You know, when? How come this traffic light doesn't work?
Are you going to gentrify my neighborhood and put me out of my house?
Or is my water clean when I turn on my faucet?
Yeah, you're going to give a tax abatement for the next hotel that comes up downtown.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and how's that going to benefit our schools?
Yeah.
Things like that. I mean, these are real issues that people are very concerned about, because they go into their schools and they see that there are needs, and then they see developers get tax abatements, and it doesn't click. And people are beginning to pick that up. So that's the purpose of our message, putting it out by different individuals. It's not just me. I am a facilitator.
Right, you're the conduit.
I want people to
that's
do
right.
it.
Well, the other piece of this really—
We are the facilitators.
Yes, that's right.
Yes,
but the other piece of this is that what really counts is what's happening locally, because all of this stuff about who's the president right now, it's a distraction from what really needs to happen, and that is we need to have honest voting process that's verifiable. We need to have the ability to vote so we can get there and vote. We need to know what those local candidates are saying, and then how do we hold them to be accountable to that? And we can't hold the president accountable. It's clear. It's never going to happen right now. But we can hold that guy that's on city council or on the Board of Education, because he stands in the grocery line with us.
Exactly.
And so I see that being a really major role for WGRN, is that whole thing of let us help you know the local issues and what people are saying, the ones that are running and the people who are guiding them.
Well, it also seems like your community radio is a focus point on which to organize other activities within the community, like public speaking, festivals, music events, Do you guys see your role that way as well? This is something that brings people together. We can not only promote it, but we can be part of it.
Be part of it, right. And really creating a discourse that has value to the community. You know, you're talking about all this stuff going on nationally with the president and the impeachment, everything else, is that it is a major distraction for us. I mean, we could be putting our time and our thoughts into so much more, something so much with so much more value to the community that would benefit all the people. You're right. We want that discourse out there to be able to make the changes that we think need to be made.
Well, the other thing is people feel like they're invisible, and a radio station like WGRN, can community radio, can help people to come out of the darkness and really have a voice.
It's a voice that is filtered with a layer of politeness and intelligence, as opposed to just people randomly shouting and trolling.
Don't you love the pundits?
Right.
That's just awful. You know, terrestrial radio is seems like a novelty now because there's the internet. I mean, one friend of mine told me, hey, you know, you can focus in with a satellite, you know, 4 inches away from where you want it to be. That's correct, but I think terrestrial radio is exciting. It's really hands-on, and that's what we're pushing for. But please listen to us and stream us on the internet.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing, Tim. Thanks.
Yeah, I love your work, too.
It's great. Thank you. Oh.
Okay, well, we're patting each other on the back. Yes. I'll remind you that you are indeed listening to When the Biomass Hits the Wind Turbine with Jay and Annie Warmke and our guest, Tim Chavez. We want to thank our Emmy award-winning producer, Adam Rich, in there eating a basket of apples we brought in. And thank you for spending just a little bit of time with us. And as your grandmother hopefully told you while listening to the radio, the secret to a happy and sustainable life is...
play nice with others, clean up your own mess, and find your own community radio station.
All right.
And eat your vegetables.
And apples. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Mother Earth will sing, and her children will be...
You can find more information on living sustainably in our unsustainable world at BlueRockStation.com.